One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWCR 4840. Glad to have you in here. Got a great program before you tonight. Want you to stay tuned to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Have you ever thought about the last days? Have you ever thought about that? The things that are coming upon the world to try them. Have you ever wondered about why the Messiah said, will I find faith on earth when I return? Did you know that faith is failing in the hearts of man? We have been engineered or directed away from faith in a creator to faith in governments, to faith in man, to faith in technology. Did you know that one solar flare rightfully placed at the correct time could knock out all of the communications upon the earth, and you couldn't even get a cell phone call through? You couldn't see the television. You couldn't listen to radio. Just one minor change in the way things are could actually plunge the whole earth into no communication at all. Have you ever thought about having to sit and sit and sit, everything come to a halt, everything turning black as the night? You know, the Bible talks about in the last days of darkness coming upon the face of the earth. It also talks about famine and pestilence and things of this nature. Are you prepared before what lies ahead? Basically, there's going to be a time of trouble, and the Bible talks about it, and it may be that we are seeing the beginning of those times which we would call most perilous. Have you ever read in the scripture where he said, in the last days, perilous times shall come? Well, those perilous times, it seems like, are here. How are you going to protect yourself or your loved ones, let's say, just from radiation poisoning? Let's say that the 5 nuclear reactors that have suffered damage, we don't know to what extent. We definitely know that there is radiation leakage coming from at least 1 or possibly 2 of the 5 nuclear plants in Japan. Now, the amount of information that is coming from Japan could be restricted to keep people from panicking. You know, the people would panic in a heartbeat if they thought that they were in immediate danger. But, you know, there's some things that is out of the control of man. When things get out of control, and believe me, radiation poisoning is not something to take lightly. Now, we know that if this radiation leak is going to be heading towards North America, and those who are in denial or not worried about it, you might want to consider that you might ought to be. Don't expect Washington, D.C. or Tokyo, Japan or any other news system to tell you that it's coming. They wouldn't let you know. Now, remember the Georgia Guidestones? They would like to see the population reduced dramatically. Remember the plan of the New World Order? In the last days, they are sending them out to create chaotic times. Now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, do you actually believe that the governments of the world, particularly the United States and perhaps Russia, maybe a few more, we do know that those that are controlled, the major nations, the Bible actually talks about the beast and the false prophet gaining control and issuing, if you will, directives so that they can prepare the world and the people in the world to accept the New World Order. The coming of the beast and the false prophet and Satan himself, who is going forth working miracles with a promise to set you free. And the only thing that they're going to set free is the spirit that's locked into your bodies. They are anticipating a great loss of life upon the planet. Now, for some reason, the world governments, with the United States in problem, they are probably leading the most in the nations of preparation. Perhaps maybe Russia, maybe Great Britain, some of the well-to-do, up-to-date, New World Order, linked-together nations, they are actually preparing for some great major disaster. They're building shelters in the earth. They're stocking foodstuffs. They've been doing this, ladies and gentlemen. This is not just a recent project. This project has been going on for a long time. They're preparing for some type of disaster unprecedented. Do they know something is coming? Are we being led to, as innocent sheep, are we being led to the slaughter or the altar of sacrifice for the New World Order? Well, ladies and gentlemen, with a perfect scenario, why not start with a radiation fallout which could reach the western side of North America in 6 to 10 days after release in Japan, and it's expected that enough radiation being released would contaminate the areas, and to give you a projected dosage of radiation that you could be exposed to, 750 rads, these are the measurement increments that they use, one chest x-ray is approximately 3/100 of a rad. One CT scan is one rad. So 750 times the amount of radiation that you could be exposed to would be 749 times more powerful than a CT scan. That's a lot of radiation. Now, there is a antidote for radiation that works effectively if we have enough inorganic, non-radioactive iodine in the body. The radioactive fallout has nowhere to find if we are heavily, if we have the iodine present in our bodies, it will prevent the radioactive fallout from binding in the body. It'll pass through, leaving our bodies virtually unharmed. So it's important for you to have adequate iodine levels before. And I'm not trying to scare you, I just want you to be ready. The CDC recommends using iodine to prevent injury from radioactive iodine fallout. We know it was useful in Chernobyl. That it did help prevent the cancer from the fallout, the radiation cancer from the thyroid. And for those that are breastfeeding, let's say a woman is breastfeeding, she should take 130 milligrams of potassium iodine. Children who are between 3 and 18 years of age should take 65 milligrams of iodine. Children who are adult size should take the adult dosage, and infants and children between 1 month and 3 years of age should take 32 milligrams of iodine. Newborns from birth to 1 month of age should be given 16 milligrams of iodine. Now, when should you, in case that we do have a major meltdown of the nuclear reactors, what if all five had major meltdowns? Where this is placed in Japan, it could target the United States in 8 to 10 days through the jet stream, we could have enough exposure that could cause major consequences from the exposure. So we need to think about or prepare of trying to neutralize the radiation if we do have major consequences. And you can get the potassium iodine. It can be found in major health food stores. And you should take it. You would want to take the iodine just before the exposure. It's cleared out of the body within 24 to 72 hours, so you should be ready to take it just before exposure. Remember, the goal would be to let the radioactive iodine bind in the body prior to being contaminated with the exposure. So make sure that you would have enough of the iodine or the antidote that you would need to take. You would want to start the first dose just before. Now, if it's due to come here in 8 to 10 days, then somewhere around the middle of this coming week, you should start your treatment. Now, if they say that there's no hazard, that's what they said in the 50s when they were doing atomic testing and using people as human guinea pigs, and they didn't confess that the people that were exposed to this radiation fallout from atomic testing would be effective until the statute of limitation had run out. And that was somewhere around the mid to just prior to the 70s. Statute of limitations had expired, or the people had died, and so they didn't have to pay a large damage for those who would have a right to sue for damages. Now, if you would consider the preparation, an ounce of prevention would be worth a pound of cure. So notice that all these things that are happening are within the framework of chaos, organized, chaotic times. Well, the Bible talked about in the last days, perilous times would come. Now, what it was talking about is the mindset of the people or the leaders or the governments. They would be heady and high-minded, without natural affection. They don't care. Just so that they get their way with you. They don't have to tell you the truth. They don't have to tell you you're going to be exposed or overexposed. They don't have to tell you the consequences. They haven't told you about fluoride in the water. Have you ever thought about the diabetic epidemic? We're just now learning about the necessary properties of vitamin D. We're now medicating our children from the birth, and they become little addicts for medication even when they're children. Which is school children. They have a medication for being over active. Slow them down. Why all of this medication, antidepressants, the things of this nature? We are living in an age when we believe the things that the world has told us, and the things that we are having to do just to cope and to live, and we become victims of bad advice. You know what the most healthiest thing that can be done? Keep yourself unspotted from the world. Stay with simple plans of life. Eat good. Get the proper rest for your bodies. Your bodies were made wonderful. Your body is made to live many years. If you will eat good food, put in good fuel, good things are coming out. If you put in something good's coming out. If you put in something bad, something bad's coming forth. Well, most people today are eating and drinking the wrong things. There's another famine, not for eating and drinking, because most of the people in America especially, we eat too much of the wrong thing at the wrong times. We have too much salt. We have to have salty foods. We have to have spicy foods. We have to have excitotoxins to poison our food, to make it good, to make it taste good. And we consume all these things, and suddenly we have unhealthy bodies when we put in the wrong things. Notice, we are a product of what we eat and what we think. As a man thinketh, so he is. If we think in the negatives, we will become negative. If we think in the positive, we'll become positive. So how are we going to live in the last days without our Father? There is no life. In Him is life. Turn back to Yahweh. Repent, number one. How do we repent? We come to Yahweh with an honest heart. We are sorry for our sins. We seek His face. The day that you seek me, He said, with all of your heart you can find me. Who's calling on Yahweh? In these days of trouble, we listen to the news, we get our information from man, and man is slanting the information so that it will protect the government. They don't care about you as an individual. You're just a number. And if you are in their plans, in the numbering system where that they have got you, you're a victim of the circumstances beyond your control, because it's all orchestrated for the final destruction of at least 6 billion people to leave the planet. Now, that's the New World Order plan. I know that your government acts like it's concerned about your health. We build more hospitals. We don't have enough. We build more mental institutions. We don't have enough. It's just like hell. It never has enough. It's like a barren womb. It never gets enough. We are filled from one end of our country to the other with sin. We manufacture sin daily to the extent that sin has filled our nation. Filth, to do evil, never to do good. We think about evil. We enjoy evil. We're addicted to evil. So we eat evil, drink evil, think evil. And as a man thinketh again, so shall he be. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, if that's all I've got to do, why is it that I've never heard this in the mainstream Christian church? Say it with me. There is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. Did you know that most mainstream Christian churches will not even tell you what the Father's name is, let alone telling you how to rid yourself of sin? Now, when it says, repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh, we have other ways or other means or other methods of repentance. And they say, well, baptism doesn't have anything to do with saving. It just shows that you put on Christ. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Peter told them on the day of Pentecost when they said, men and brethren, what must we do? He said, repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh. In your Bible, it's going to say Jesus Christ. Jesus is a misnomer. It's part of the deception. They put Jesus in there to deceive you. You say, oh, I don't think Jesus is going to deceive anybody. Jesus is a good person. Jesus doesn't exist. It only exists because those who would have you believe in that name, as well as Matthew 28:19, where it says to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. And so the main method of baptism in the Christian church is in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, but not in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They say Father, they say Son, and they say Holy Ghost, but they hide this revelation of His true name, Yahweh, the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. They've taken out the news of the name, and they put in false names. The devil don't mind you obeying something that seems right. He just don't want you to obey the name that is right. Now, what name is it that is given under heaven for you to be protected from sin, just like the iodine can protect you from radiation exposure if taken at the proper time? Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart, the Bible says. How far are you going in your relationship to hear Yahweh and to turn from your ways unto His way, escaping sin through the revelation of the name? It's possible that radiation and the radioactive fallout is going to occur shortly after the jet stream carries within 6 to 8 to 10 days. We're going to become victims of radioactive fallout unless we do the preventative measurement. You're going to become a victim of sin. When Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin. Remission means moving or pardon, just like the iodine is going to protect you from the radioactive fallout. And yet people will die because, number one, they're not told, nobody cares, or you're just a number. Now, if you happen to know, and you don't take it properly, your thyroid gland, which is the most essential, or it becomes susceptible, the weakest link in your body, because the thyroid gland, without the proper iodine, will become susceptible to the lack of the iodine, which would break your body down to become a victim of the radiation poison. You can take it several days ahead of the event to ensure your protection. You can get a bottle at your local vet's. Stick your index finger in it to the first knuckle, and how fast the stain will fade shows how low you are on the vital ingredient. Now that's the test, the litmus test. Stick your finger, your index finger, up to the first knuckle, and then watch how the stain will fade. And if you're low on it, it will be quick. If you're not low, it will retain its colors more vital, or it will be more noticeable to you that your color on the iodine has not changed that much. Well, that's the same thing with sin and stained sins on your body. How about your mind? Are you satisfied that you're doing the best you can? Have you obeyed that form of gospel to turn from your wicked ways, to save yourself from this generation? This sinful, disobedient generation, ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth? Start at the point of remission. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Bible said. Now, in the verse that I just quoted you, it says Jesus Christ. If you would examine Jesus Christ and see if that's the name, and we're talking about the only name given under heaven whereby that you can be saved, think about this. What name was declared in the Old Testament? What name was it that the Father said his name was? Was it Jesus? If it is, you need to get baptized in Jesus' name. Was it Father? If it was, you need to get in Father's name. If it's Son, you need to get baptized in the Son's name. If it's the Holy Ghost, you need to be baptized for the remission of sin. Just like protecting yourself from radiation, sin, the transgression of the law. Sin is the result of transgression of the law. You would have not known sin except that it had said to repent. Repent means to quit. Quit means to turn to Yahweh. And by turning to Him, you have what is called the remission of sin. New nuclear leaks in Japan. Are you worried about it? All eyes is on the wind. Where the wind blows, it's going to have a major impact on the release of radioactive materials, if so be. If you listen to the Japanese government, you ain't got nothing to worry about. We don't have a meltdown. I noticed the nuclear scale was at a 4 or possible 5. But if we have a meltdown, we have a full-blown emergency. Nuclear radiation is one of the most deadliest of all substances on the earth to man. When man invented atomic power, nuclear weapons, it was one of the most, and the ones that invented it knew it was going to be deadly, but they said, oh, we can contain it. But just one misuse of this fearsome power could send radiation over the earth in just a short time, and those who were exposed to it would be damaged to the point that you could have a loss of your life. Turn to Yahweh. Turn to Him that has power to destroy both the body. If you're worried about radiation, you better be worried about sinful radiation in the body. How to rid yourself of sin is just as important, or more so, than it is on how to rid your body of radiation exposure. Iodine, simple. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. That's why Yahweh said, be ye also ready, for you know not in what hour. Did you think about these perilous times coming? We just got through on our radio program doing 24 hours of 20 and 12. The coming, approaching dangers of the signs of the last days. We talked about the sign of the cross, and astrologically, it's a reckoning time. It's a time to reckon. It's a time to put your house in order. It's a time that possibly you could leave the planet without notice. That you could be killed or destroyed. Think about the soul that lives eternally. What if you gained the whole world and lost your soul? What would you give in exchange? What have you got to take with you after the flesh man is destroyed? Are you insured, or are you sin free? Have you repented? Have you gotten rid of your radioactive sin? Though they be as scarlet, the Messiah said, I'll make them white as snow. If you're washed, if you're cleansed in the fuller's soap, you're going to have to bathe. You're going to have to repent. You're going to be baptized in the name. Think about this name. Don't settle for any name. Father's not a name. The Son is not a name. That's a title. Holy Spirit is not a name. These are all the titles directing you. Each one is telling you to get baptized in the Father's name, to get baptized in the Son's name, to get baptized in the Holy Ghost's name. What name is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Can you figure that out? It's a mystery, as it's recorded in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, 4 and 5. What is the father's name? What's the son's name? If you can tell. Ladies and gentlemen, searching the scriptures wherein you think you have eternal life and you don't have any means that you need to search for wherein you think you're okay. You need further instruction. How can I? The eunuch said. How can I except some man guide me? How can you hear without a preacher? And how can you preach except he be sent? Perilous times are coming. The ways. Did you catch that? The ways of the sea is going to be roaring. The tsunami. 30-foot waves came ashore on the island of Japan, extended for 3+ miles inland. It actually swept over the low-lying areas, automobiles, homes, houses, businesses, railroad trains, swept off the track. 4 trains that were running in the low-lying areas. One was a bullet train that called a high-speed rail. They haven't found them yet. Loaded with people. Think about this. One city is now reporting 10,000 plus people missing in the one town. They don't know where they're at. Swept out to the sea. Nobody knows. Nobody probably ever will know. Think about the weeping and the gnashing of teeth of these poor people that have suffered this great tsunami and earthquake almost to a unprecedented scale, the 4th largest earthquake ever recorded. Great loss of life. Billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. A material loss. What's the value of a soul? No price. What if you gain the whole world? Now, in this case, they lost almost their whole world. Their homes, their cars, their livelihood, their businesses, all swept away. This earthquake lasted with over 200 aftershocks, 15 minutes, and the large quake that was in San Francisco only lasted 15 seconds. And it done billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. 15 seconds. See the wrath and the mighty power that is held by our Creator, whose hand spawned the spans of earth, hung it on the foundation of nothing. And we trust governments to tell us. We owe our soul to the company store. We work, but we never possess. We're only working for the state, basically in the long run. Everything that you accumulate is given to the state. And we say, no, I gave it to my son. Well, he gives it to the state. You say, no, the son says, no, I gave it to my daughter. She gives it to the state. Everything that you work for is in vain except you work first for the things that are eternal rather than temporary. because you could gain the whole world and lose that soul. That's the thing that most Gentiles seek after, which is the things of the world. Christ warned us, seek you those things that are from above. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Was the question. Peter said, repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh, the Savior, for the remission of sin. That's what it's for. To get rid of your sins that, though they be as scarlet, red, stained like the iodine, I'll make them white as snow. That's what Yahweh said. Are you worried about survival? And I said last night in our radio program, the United States of America is not going to escape. You're going to have to face him. He's coming on a cloud. All of the angels will be with him. Those who pierced him will see him. The earth will mourn. Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment? Matthew 25:31. When Yahweh comes with all of his holy angels, then shall he sit upon the throne of his judgment. Everything will be brought before him that is worthy of judgment or unworthy. The sheep and the goats. The sheep will go to the right. The goats will go to the left. And then the sheep and the goats will be divided, separated. The goats will say, Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? You know, the Bible says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. They said and did not. Are you ready to distinguish yourself from the goats? Are you ready for the separation? What about mom and dad? Are you willing to leave house, land, your children, and yea, even your own life? Are you ready? Are you prepared? Death can come at any moment of your life. And clearly, the Bible says, be ye also ready, for you know not in what hour that the Son of Man comes. Notice this. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels. There's war upon the earth. Satan and his angels, who are cast out into the earth, are gathering together for the last days, the sinned upon sinned people that refuse to repent. These are the filthy. Having a form of godliness, they deny the power. Their minds are continuously upon the evil things. They will not seek those things that come from above. Are you ready? In this hour of, maybe it's just next week, you don't know what lays ahead for next week. We could have one of the worst tragedies from the result of the earthquake in Japan. We could all, in the United States, become victim in a day or two. Hundreds of thousands of people could die from contamination of radiation. A common enemy has a mandate to deceive the whole world. You could die spiritually. Hundreds of millions of people will die spiritually because they believe the lie and been damned. Are you ready to wash your sins away? Or do you want to be cleansed? Do you want to be protected? There is a protective item for radiation. It's simple. How then? Are you ready for the test to see if your sins have been removed from the soul, to remove the stain of sin, though they be of scarlet? Have you done the things necessary to make them white as snow? Have you submitted yourself to Yahweh? Have you called upon Him while He can be found? Are you now placing your faith in Him instead of the world or the government who promises you liberty? Are you ready . All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And He, Yahweh, doeth according to His will. And in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, none can stay His hand. Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. Satan is not in control. Satan is mandated and appointed just a tool to kill, steal, and destroy. I, Yahweh, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and I create evil. I, Yahweh, do all these things. Isaiah 45 and 7. Yahweh. Satan is going to fulfill his mandated task. And just as sure as the air becomes contaminated with radiation fallout, many bodies will get sick. Many will die if we have a nuclear meltdown in the one or the two or the three nuclear reactors. We could have the consequences far-reaching into the future, years from now. The radiation could still be in the soil, in your skin, on your skin, in your body. Are you ready? Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, have you sown to the flesh? If you have, then of the flesh you shall reap corruption. Whether you've got radiation upon your skin or whether you haven't, your sins are still scarlet. You must have a method of cleansing by being washed in water with the pure word. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yahweh. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down among you, having a great wrath, kill, steal, and destroy, because he knows that he has but a short and limited time. Revelations 12 and 12. Are you ready to meet Yahweh? He's coming. And he's coming with all of his holy angels. And the Bible said they're going to gather up the evil and the wicked. Sounds like a rapture to me. Not of the just, but the unjust. First, he said, I will gather the wicked. And I will gather from among the righteous the evil. Satan and his pride and man's intelligence, all of these are most indeed a sure force, a formidable foe. But ladies and gentlemen, Satan has devised a machine, a colossal mechanism to do the job that he was told to do. He set it in perpetual motion to deceive the very elect, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Are you ready? Be also ready, for you know not in what hour that he comes. Could be next week for you and for me. We could become victims of radiation fallout. First of all, we could be victim of Satan, who come to kill us, steal us, and destroy us, and tell us we've got plenty of time. No use panicking. Or just cut Pastor Buddy's message off. Don't worry about it. Tomorrow the sun will come up just like it did today. Today is the day of preparation. Prepare to meet the great judge that's coming to judge this earth, to set the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. And there's no discharge, there's no escape, there's no excuse. As a tree falls, so shall it lie. Christ said, why call me the mighty one and do not the things that I say to do? Tradition will keep you from making that decision I'm asking you to make tonight. If you'd like to make that decision, write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. My telephone number, area code 423-351-1082. Now I'll give it to you again. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Write for my free tract, How to Rid Yourself of a Scarlet Sin, the eternal sin that must be forgiven by a man called Yahweh. Call upon him today. He's near you. Know his name. You can't get to heaven without knowing it. You can call on a false name all day long, but if you don't have the true name, you can't escape. Sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Give Dr. Gary a call tonight. Tell him, say, Doc, I heard Pastor Buddy on WWCR. I'd like to know more about this great name, Yahweh. He said that the time was short. He said today was the day of salvation. He told me that Satan was a liar and come to kill and steal and destroy. I want to wash my sins away. Yes, I'm concerned about nuclear radiation. I'm concerned about my outward man, but I'm also concerned about the inward. I'd like to turn from my sins. I'd like to have them washed in the blood of the Lamb, in the name of Yahweh. Yahweh is soon coming. He's the first and he's the last. He'll have the final word, ladies and gentlemen. The world, the earth, is going to reel to and fro like a drunken man. The earthquakes are just started. You haven't seen nothing yet. Coming soon to America on an unprecedented scale. Earthquakes, famines, pestilence, things that you could never imagine. War. Chaotic times. Satan's mandate to deceive the whole world. And if you lose this opportunity, if you shut the door, remember, he was knocking. If you'll open it, he'll come in and sup with you, and he'll give you the sure mercies of David. Right from my free track tonight, I'll send it to you. We need your help tonight. Just write to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. And we will see you next Sunday night around the world on WWCR 4840 on the transmitting Jewel South. Tomorrow night, I'll join you live tomorrow night on WWRB 5050 and 2.390. Join Pastor Buddy tomorrow night with a timely message for the day. For Buddy, I say unto you, until you see me, you'll say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. I'll see you. Yahweh bless you.